At Challenge Podcast. My name is Josh.
I'm Jeff.
And this is the podcast where we talk about things like...
Why when I get back from a vacation, do I need another vacation?
It's true. You need a break from vacation. Why is vacation so freaking expensive?
Yeah.
And is there a way to have a vacation that doesn't require thousands upon thousands of dollars that doesn't suck?
Right, because that stupid word staycation, I hate that.
I'm leaving this place because I don't want it.
I don't want to be
here. If I had a beautiful house that was clean all the time and had some cool stuff, I'd staycay.
I think you still want to go, though.
Yeah.
Don't call it a cation.
Yeah, it's not a cation.
Just call it, I don't know, not going to work, but staying home.
Well, back to your thing. I think part of it is that, especially when you have a family, there's no such thing as a relaxing vacation. You can't. Because you're, as a parent, especially of young kids, especially on my side, I mean, maybe you can hire a babysitter and you get it one night. It doesn't matter. You're still around your kids the whole time and doing things that they like.
Although, when we went on that cruise, my kids are at a pretty good age now where it was pretty chill.
You're at a good spot where I wouldn't be able to because I have a four-year-old, a six-year-old, and the other boys, I just go do what you want. You're right. That would be awesome. So I'm not there yet.
But that being said, they still were there. So, I mean, it wasn't the same as going on your own, but it was still. It's getting better, for sure.
And we're heading out to Florida in about a week.
Nice.
So, but we're undecided what we're going to do because we just looked at the prices for Disney, for what's the other place? Legoland and they're over 100 US each.
Mickey needs to get paid, yo.
Mickey, Disney, you're killing me, man. Like, I understand.
Oh, that place is
crazy.
Is
it really good? Have you been?
Okay, so we went. Yes. Now, I've been once in my entire life, and it was with my family when they were a little bit younger. Kids had already been to Canada's Wonderland when we went.
Okay.
So when my kids got there, all three of them, because all three of my kids like rides, we went to Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
And the rides are not what you think. They're like shows
experience
that move.
Rides. They're
like
experience rides.
Well, yeah. Like it's visual. Everything around you, what you're looking at. So I appreciated it because when you see Disney and movies and stuff like that, you recognize when you go there. You're like, oh, yeah, I've seen that. Like on movies. So I liked it, I think, more than anybody. And Trish did not want to be there. She went when she was a kid, and she didn't care. She was going to go once, and she just wanted to take the kids once so that they never ask again, because in her opinion, she would never go back.
Yeah. I'm not about paying $100 US for a ticket and then waiting in line all day. No thanks.
Yeah, that's the part that sucks. But you know what? Man, they do that place up. It's crazy how clean that place is. It's crazy how they dote on you. Like, you walk in and get your tickets, it's like people... on you, like, oh, what do you need here? Like, help, any help you need.
Disney
anywhere?
Apparently is world renowned for its managerial training. So churches and companies all over the world who really put a high value on customer service literally send them to Disney School of Management.
Yeah.
Apparently, if you go to the Disney School of Management, you are way more hireable than most people because of the way that the attention to detail, that type of thing. So I've heard of churches actually just like. They go to these big events and they get them. And I understand. So I'm not saying install that. I'm just saying from somebody who doesn't make a ton of money.
Yeah.
I like the idea of the experience, but maybe Westy's too little yet. He's only four. He'll understand,
he'll
but I don't think he'll love it. But I'm like, let's go next year. So he has a little bit more of a cognitive, attraction to it. That being said, Tyson and Tristan are going to like Disney World. Probably.
They might. I don't know. Yeah. It's hard to say.
They probably want to go to the other one with the Harry Potter and all that.
Yeah. You got to go there.
What's that called?
Awesome. I don't even know.
What's the name of it? Is it like, not Paramount? It's a...
I'm not sure. Who does it? Universal?
Universal Studios.
Universal, because they do Hogwarts the whole thing.
Yeah, and apparently I heard Hogwarts is actually more expensive to make Hogwarts than it was to make all the movies.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
But I've heard it's like, again, attention to detail.
I've heard the rides are really, really experiential and they're amazing. So we're just deciding. There's also... there's Busch Gardens, or whatever it's called, which is like Canada's Wonderland. Amazing rides in Orlando. Same price. Why would... If I had a choice and I said, look, you have these three parks you can go. Legoland, Universal Studios, Disney World, or Busch. I'm going to Disney if it's the same price. Because you got to go.
You got to go to Disney once.
So Busch Gardens, we go to Canada's Wonderland twice a year. It's great. We have amazing rides here. I'm okay with that. It's $50 a day. That's a Canadian, which is like, $10 American. When you go to the States for a vacation from a Canadian's point of view, you're paying 30% more for everything. And a lot of people don't remember that. 30% more. Our dollar is, for every American dollar I buy, is $1.30 Canadian.
Yeah.
That hurts right in the heart.
If your ticket costs you $100.
130.
It's $130.
So, that's expensive.
It is expensive. And you're getting what you pay for there, but it is too expensive. Like, even when we went, we were super conscious about spending money too. We lucked out because we had a family member give us access to their timeshare.
Oh, cool.
So we got to stay for free
Which we are too. We are staying for free. Oh, at Disney.
At Disney.
Oh, dang. They have a timeshare at Disney?
So do you know what we did? You know what we did the second day at Disney?
What?
So we went into the parks because that was all we were going to dish out for dough to see the parks. The next day, if you're at Disney at one of their little resorts, you are allowed to cruise between all the different resorts with your like room tag.
Okay.
So what we did the second day was we just cruised to all the pools.
Oh.
Went to the pool in like New Orleans. Then we went to the pool in.
Oh, that's a good idea.
But you got to be
maybe
you gotta
there's
be
a hack
there.
to find a room key or something. Maybe there's a way you can get that done because I heard you can take the boats for free anyway.
Just punk somebody in the park.
Yeah, I'm just gonna beat someone up and steal it right in front of my kids. Teach them how to
kids.
Mug.
This is how it's done.
So we're excited to go. My wife is not excited to spend a ton of money, but here's what we're gonna do. We're heading up to the NASA space whatever it's called. I forget where they launch their rockets.
Yeah.
I forget what it's called. Kennedy Space Center.
Yep.
We're going there because we've been and it's amazing.
Oh, okay.
The kids are going to love it. One day we're going to head down to Anna Marie Island and there's this Beer Cap Beach, I think it's called. It's a private beach because my friends live there. They showed me this private beach. It's really hard to find out where it is, but I know where it is. Take the kids to this little private beach. Then we're going to pop up for 1 o'clock to see a Blue Jays game up in Dunedin. So that's our whole day. We got a couple days planned, but that one big one, like they're like, oh, go Legoland. It's cheaper. But even if Legoland is $20 cheaper, it's still, I'm going to pay the extra $20 and go to Disneyland.
And what's Legoland there? It's not...
Apparently, it's amazing. It's just like Disneyland, but it's Lego and it's rides and everything. It's apparently really amazing.
Oh, so it's not just go play with Lego.
No.
Yeah, because I would not pay for that.
It's apparently amazing, too.
Cool.
Like, amazing. But...
Well, they got tons of stuff there. You could spend all the money you have plus some more that other people have if you wanted to.
I'm just going
to
be literally going to Chick-fil-A every day and In-N-Out Burger and any of those places that we don't have here.
Don't buy your daughter a dress at Disney.
No.
Buy it before you go. Go get it.
I'm not getting anything at Disney.
This is what you do. You go get it somewhere cheap. Like go to Value Village.
Yeah.
Get it. Put it in your bag. And then when you get to Disney, go, look what I got you.
She doesn't know the difference.
That's what you got to do. Because you know how much all that crap is there? And then they take them and then they turn your daughter into some crazy lady that wants her like get a makeover.
And some of those dresses are probably in the thousands, I bet.
I don't know about that. Hundreds. We were pretty fortunate. Adelaide wasn't asking for one, so it was all right.
I'd be like, no, you can't
do it. But there's people, they got like Disney Shopping Center and people are just buying their kids whatever.
People are spending too much money on their kids. So anyway, that's kind of what's going on there. I'm really excited about that, sort of. We're not driving, we're flying, which got a good deal, which is important. And someone's letting us stay for free in Florida, which I'm very excited about. I love Florida.
That's sweet.
I love going for spring training. So if I can catch a couple of Blue Jays spring training games, I'm happy.
Yeah.
And if the kids can hit the beach 3 times, that's fine. The one day, if we spend a bunch of big money, I'm okay with that too. Right? It just has to be. I do the Dave Ramsey. We are not going into debt for this. So if I don't have the cash in my pocket, I'm not spending. It's not happening.
Yeah.
So that's one thing.
That's wise.
We already set that before we go.
Yeah,
and that's good.
That's wise.
All right, Jeff, I need to ask you a question.
Tell me what it is. What's your favorite
time of the day? Would you rather get $10 every time you eat an apple or a piece of fruit or a piece of healthy whatever, vegetables?
Okay.
Or get $100 every time you eat a Big Mac? Let's say you're not vegan. Let's just say.
No, I don't care. Let's say I am. Let's say I am. Let's say I am vegan. I'm eating that Big Mac.
Are you? For $100.
$100.
So the health. Okay. So when we get greedy.
Let's work this out. So one apple.
Yep.
$10. It's just apples. It's just apples.
Well, this question is apples, but I'm saying something healthy, like a piece of fruit, a piece of vegetable, that kind of thing.
Oh.
Let's make it broccoli, because broccoli's yes and no. So would you rather eat like a whole, like let's say a handful of broccoli?
Handful of broccoli.
Or eat a Big Mac. So if you eat the handful of broccoli, you get $10 in your pocket. You eat a Big Mac, you get $100 in your pocket. You don't get to fluctuate.
Yeah.
The choice you make is for the rest of your life.
Right. This one's not hard. I would for sure do the broccoli.
I would
because
not.
I'm going to be eating vegetables at every meal. I'll up my fruit intake. You said it's just broccoli. I like broccoli, so I'm okay. But first of all, I think you'd get grossed out by Big Macs eventually. They are good from what I remember.
Mm. They're not.
But
they're gross.
But it's not good for me. So even if I was getting $100.
Yeah. So, okay. You're right. Not only do you eat healthy, you also get $10. So if you eat 10 handfuls of broccoli, you're rocking $100 right there.
Yeah.
And if you eat broccoli every day, nothing can go wrong. If you eat 10 Big Macs a day, yeah, get a grand, but you're going to die in like 6 months.
Yeah.
You're going to pickle your liver and
you gain a ton of weight.
Yeah. It's not good. You're right.
It's a Big Mac. Big Mac. Or it's the Big Brock.
It's the Big Brock. It's the broccoli every time.
Broccoli.
So I agree with you. And that leads me into what I'm doing this week. So we're heading on vacation next week. So before we go in, you did this a little while back and you said it was okay. But I'm going to do something called intermittent fasting. Not going to fast for 4 days straight. We're leaving for Ottawa on Friday. So that's where when I travel, I'm not dieting. Sorry.
Yep.
But I'm not going to eat. I have to eat because I drive. Anyway, long story. So what I'm going to try is this intermittent fasting, which means for the whole day today, I do not eat anything. I just drink water or juice or whatever I want, sugar-free, no calories basically, right? Tomorrow I can eat basically whatever I want within reason,
yep.
like 2,000 calories. So it can be potatoes or rice without eating junk food either. Not going to eat junk food. I'm just going to eat normal. So if that means a hot dog or, you know, if that means chicken nuggets and fries with the kids for dinner, I'll just eat normally. Not healthy, but normally without junk food, sugar,
no junk
chips,
food,
all
no
that
sugar.
Stuff, none of it.
Yep.
And then Wednesday, again, nothing. I'll eat nothing all day, just drink water. Thursday, eat. And then Friday, I'm going to fast until we leave. So I'll try to fast all day until dinner.
Okay.
Because that's it. Because we'll be in Ottawa at that point.
Yep.
And then on vacation, I'm going to literally... My colon's going to hate me because I'm eating fast food every day when I'm in Florida. I love Chick-fil-A. If I had the opportunity to eat Chick-fil-A every single day, I would.
I don't like it.
The nuggets. Have you had just the nuggets?
I don't eat the burgers. I think I have the sandwich.
The sandwich is decent. It's the nuggets, man. There's nobody that touches their nuggets.
What's so good about them?
I don't know. They're breading. They must put crack cocaine in their chicken. I don't know. Here's the beautiful thing about Chick-fil-A. Not only do they have amazing customer service, but even people who hate them because of their LGBTQ stance still be like, I'm sorry,
it's delicious.
it's so good that even their social justice warriors can't handle it. That's how good Chick-fil-A is. So anyway, I say that to say, I'm going to try that this week. I weighed myself today. It was 210. I'm a little heavier than I'd like to be.
Yep.
But that's not bad because I fluctuate between 202 and 210 for the last year. But let's see what happens if I eat normally during those days on that I'm eating. And then if let's see what happens. Because if I could live that way for a few months, I could probably get down to my target weight, which is 195, which I've never been.
That's what you're going to. You're trying to get to 195.
I'd love to get there somewhere. Also working out and getting a little bit more ripped because I'm noticing my belly getting a little bit bigger and I'd like to stop that.
Dude, you rock the dad bod.
Yeah, but when I was working out with Benga and I looked ripped, Kathy was like, she's losing weight because she's working out, doing the thing. Yeah. She's looking good and I want to be like with her with that. Right? If you're both looking hot, you're both looking hot. You know what I'm saying? There's like, you give the old wink across the kids are in bed. Let's have some relations.
Now that our bellies aren't in the way anymore.
Yeah, now that we can't be like, the noise. That's a little graphic.
Get the walrus clapping.
So, I mean, wouldn't it be cool to each, you know, I think that as I see my wife, you know, she's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful lady. She's had kids and my wife was super skinny when we got married and, you know, kids have added some poundage and a lot of women go that way. I don't see her as less attractive.
She's a normal
woman,
man.
She definitely sees that, but I'm like, mm-mm. But I love, I don't know. Anyway, I know that she's probably going to hate me for saying that, but I love my wife's body.
That's awesome.
I really
do.
But
no, your wife's mine.
Yeah, I really love your wife's body too. But imagine she gets her goal weight and it's just going to look like 10 times like, oh, wow. Like it's going to be
amazing. And she'll feel good, right?
She'll feel amazing. Her confidence will be higher. But yeah,
that's a fact.
I'm excited about that. So I'm fasting. Kathy's going to do the same thing. We're going to see what happens.
You can do it, eh?
Yep. We're both going to do it. What about you?
I'm pretty sure the definition of intermittent fasting, I think, is 24 hours, like max. Like, so you go anywhere from like 8 to 24 hours, I think. Could be 36, but I can't remember.
It could be intermittent, it could be whatever you decide, 12, 24, 36.
No, there's an actual number.
Is there?
So there's a number where intermittent stops, and then what I'm going to do starting tomorrow is I'm going to do a prolonged fast.
Okay.
So that's what they call whenever you pass whatever the time they've set aside for intermittent, which is either 24 or 36.
Oh, okay.
If you go beyond that, then they call it prolonged.
Yeah, and then your body hits starvation mode, and then you go past that point, and then your body goes into fat burning mode, and then it goes past that point, and then you die.
So you you actually do go into ketosis.
You absolutely do.
So that's going to happen to me, which I did it. I did it two months ago.
Take some of my pee sticks and tell me, start peeing on it every time you pee, and
you
tell me the
know?
Moment. I want to see how long it takes for you to actually get in ketosis when you stop eating.
You got pee sticks?
I do. I got a whole bunch upstairs.
Okay, hook me up.
So I want to see what happens with you.
Yeah,
and
I'm going
to see if I can get in ketosis in 24 hours.
What if it says I'm pregnant?
Then you better check yourself because
I probably won't lose any weight then.
In 2019, though, you can get pregnant based on social.
So I'm going to do this, and the whole point of what I'm doing is it's more for like a body healing. So you got to read about it. I'm not like a professional to talk about it. So there's no advice here for anybody. It's just, this is what I'm going to do. I gave it a go in January. I wanted to do it once a month. I wasn't able to do it in February just due to circumstances, but I want to get back on track and at least do it.
Were you angry all the time?
I wasn't.
No.
No. The third day was the hardest.
Yeah.
I did start supplementing my water by adding sodium to my water because you got to keep your electrolytes balanced because I got a headache on the third day. But I'm telling you, I did it. I did 5 days.
Yeah.
when I refed and then went to
the gym.
I go to Muay Thai, yeah, right, for exercise. I showed up that day and I thought that I was going to die. Like I was, yeah, I hadn't worked out since before Christmas. It had been probably 4 weeks. We'd went on the cruise.
Yeah.
So I came back there from there fat.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, when I go here, I'm going to die. I'm going to have no energy. I haven't eaten for 5 days. Yeah. I felt better than ever. I felt like I could fight everybody.
You should have.
You should have fight the whole city.
You should have punched everybody in the face and just been like, I just fasted. Punch.
But I felt like it doesn't even make sense to me. Like, I really went in thinking.
After you ate, before you ate?
No, I ate.
And like then you worked out.
I ate.
So you metabolized the food and then you went in.
I ate the day before and okay. I went the day. So fasted 5 days, ate a day. And then on the second day after the fast, I felt unbelievable. Energy. I had cardio. There's no reason I should have had cardio. Anytime I've if I don't go for 2 weeks and go back, I feel like I want to die when
just,
we do cardio.
Well, this just proves a lot. It proves that one, eating healthy is better for your body, especially if you're working out. Obviously, if you're working out after eating a Big Mac, you can feel like a bag of smashed apples, right? You're not it's not going to work. But that's the angry thing though. I'm scared of Kathy hates my hanger. Hates H-A-N-G-R. Yeah. She hates it when she knows when I have low blood sugar. I get super irritable. I'm like, don't touch me. Don't talk to me. Nobody. Kids, and that's the moment where Westy decides he's going to jump on my nuts from the couch, and then I freak out.
Be prepared for it.
I will. I think I think you're right. I think I just need to keep reminding myself. But I'm excited about that. I'm excited to see if I can lose 6 pounds.
But not only eating healthy, I think it also goes to show, and there's a lot of people talking about this nowadays. Is there are seasons of rest we need.
Yes.
And not only in go on vacation, we're talking, this is like giving your guts a vacation. Yep. So this is the vacation episode. We're going to go on vacation, then you're going to give your guts
a
vacation.
Let's talk about different kinds of vacations.
Yeah.
One is giving your bum and your gut vacation. Yeah. Hey, when did you stop pooping? Right? Did you poop throughout the whole time?
First 3 days, yep.
And then you're done.
Fourth day, I don't think. And then fifth day, no.
Nothing.
No.
I can't imagine not pooping per day.
Yeah, it's weird. But you know what though? Right back on track as soon as you start eating again. It didn't mess anything up.
Sweet. That's awesome. So I'm excited about this. I want to lose, my goal is to lose 6 pounds before we go. So I will gain 10 while I'm there on definitely some Chick-fil-A and the cheap Walmart goodies. I'm very excited about this.
So I'll be peeing on sticks telling you when I'm in ketosis. I want you, every Chick-fil-A nugget you eat, you got to weigh yourself. See how many pounds you gain per nugget.
It's the thing is with chicken, because of my stomach, I can't eat a lot.
Right.
Chicken fills me up really fast.
Oh, it does.
So I can eat 6 nuggets. I'm full for about 4 hours.
Oh.
So I eat less too. I love it and I eat less.
Do you take nuggets to go? Like
I do.
Like a pocket?
If I'm coming home from the US to Canada, I will order 4 dozen nuggets and I will eat them over the next few days.
Too bad you can't buy them frozen. You wouldn't be able to deep fry them though.
You're right. And they have the way they do their oil. But around Super Bowl and all that stuff, they have these ones, they have like these huge things you can buy of like 100.
Yeah.
And it's like the shape of a football. And I'm like, I love Chick-fil-A. I can't wait till they come to Toronto. I'm very excited.
Are they coming here?
They're coming to Toronto, and they're going to be like, they're already hated, but I'll be first in line. We should go there with Mikes.
Or everybody hates them because of their stances. They'll eat their nuggets. They're going to be lineups around
the block for days for this place, forever.
What's the sauce they give? Is it anything special?
Yeah, their sauce is decent. I'm not a big fan of it, but they do have good sauce.
It's a special sauce?
Yes, it's special. It's very good. Ooh. You'd probably like it. I like it, but again, I only, like, and they have their waffle fries instead of normal fries. They have sugar-free lemonade. They have sweet tea. It's just American. I love America for their food.
America.
Nothing else. I love it.
Their food is killing the whole world, though.
Don't say negative things.
I hate their guts because of that.
America, I still love. Let's step into dad joke of the week, Jeff. What do you got, bruh?
All right. You might think dieting is no laughing matter, but you need to lighten up.
Because the weight loss. Should we lose the segment? Or is it really important?
It's kind of funny. I think people look forward to it.
I agree. Dad jokes just...
Everybody likes it. We're funny all the time. We can't just... You got to make a groan every once in a while.
I guess. I agree. We are definitely the funniest people I've ever met.
You know that it makes people smirk and then they go, that's dumb, but they like it. People are walking away from here telling the jokes too.
Hopefully they get one. Let's talk about day of the year. What's today?
All right.
And sorry we're late for this week. We decided as a podcast that we're not going to have a set day. We're just going to go weekly, and whatever day we decide, that's the day. And so you will listen to it, and you will like it on that day.
Yeah, it's a surprise.
Yeah.
All right, here's the March 4th days of the year.
By the way, before you get into that, it is March already.
Yeah.
Holy tabbouleh.
It's fine.
What is going on?
I don't know. I just want spring, though. Bring it.
I agree. Yes. I'm so over winter, dude.
Apparently, it's almost done. They said...
That's a lie.
A week ago, they said 3 more weeks. And then... But you know what they said? Spring. They said spring's coming like crazy.
Who's they?
The weather
farmers?
People. Farmers? I think about it was the gopher.
The gopher is a liar. Oh. And a cheater. You know who I'd listen to? Mennonites.
Do they know?
They probably know. They probably have some kind of in tune with the environment world by just putting their ear to the ground or something.
Spring is coming.
We still need to get a Mennonite in their show.
We do.
I'm excited about that. Okay, get to the day.
So, okay, the day. So, yeah, anyway, spring's coming hardcore. Okay, days of the year. Hug a GI day.
Like is that in a military?
GI Joe. Yeah, okay, military.
Okay. What does GI stand for?
Infantry? Gastrointestinal.
No, it's something infantry, right?
Gunner?
Gunner infantry?
I don't know.
What is a GI?
I don't know. Are we supposed to? Is it American?
Yeah. Anyway, next.
Should we tell our fans?
No, we shouldn't. They know. We're dumb.
Look it up. If you don't know what GI does, look it up and then tell us.
Tell us because we don't know.
Next one's National Grammar Day.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
I think it's good to promote good grammar, but I feel on National Grammar Day, you should walk around doing bad grammar all the time.
Ty, Tyson, Tristan, everybody. They always say me and then they say the person. And every time they say it, I'm like, no. You should say the person's name, so Jeff and I, instead of me and Jeff. And I'm like, every time he's like, me and Ty are going, I'm like, Ty and I. He's like, why do you keep saying that? Because, Tyson, I want you to be a successful adult, and I'm going to relentlessly tell you to speak proper grammar until you die.
You know, it's not always upset. I, right?
It's not always. You're right.
Because sometimes it is. So if somebody were to say, who is going to the store? And if you were to answer singly, if you were to say, me.
Yeah.
Right? You wouldn't say I.
You're right.
So in that case, you would say Tyson and me.
No, you could say Tyson and I are going to the store.
Yes, if you were saying I am going to the store, you would. I was just telling you.
Oh, if someone is saying, hey,
somebody says
I
to
need
me,
you guys to go, who's going?
Who's going to the store? And you're going to say, me. But if it's going to be me and you, you would say, Jeff and me.
Yeah. Yes, I agree with that.
Case,
I agree with that.
In that case.
I don't claim to be great at grammar. I know that those things, I'd like them
I'm
to.
I'm going to tell you, I learned that in elementary school, and it was a good teacher. I believe it was my grade 8 teacher, who I think I've spoken about before. He's awesome, and I think he's the one that fixed that.
What's the one thing I learned from school that I've never forgotten? Latitude and longitude. So when you're saying, what's latitude? The way that your mouth says lat, it goes wide. When you say longitude, it goes longitude, which is up and down. That's how I remember. Latitude and longitude.
I just remember by remembering.
Well, you're better than me.
All right. There's also National Marching Music Day.
And yeah, then, but it's in March. That makes sense. That's in March, so that's nice.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Marching Day in March.
Hmm?
I like it.
That's got some little bit of dad edge to it.
And the last one, National Pound Cake Day.
What is pound cake?
It's super dense cake. It's
like
delicious.
Heavy. Is it called pound because it is a pound?
I don't know if it, maybe
it
in
good?
One day that's how they measured
I've had
it.
Pound cake.
It
is good.
It's just dense. It's good.
I
sure.
I like any cake. Let's not lie. I like cake.
Cake is good. I wouldn't say pound cake's the best cake out there, though.
No, the best cake in the world, and I think everybody would agree with this, is just straight up good birthday cake.
Cheesecake's pretty delicious.
I wouldn't consider cheesecake a cake. I would consider cheesecake more of a delicacy, like a cheese spread. I don't know what like if we're talking cakes. Ice cream cake. Well, would you consider
that
a cake family?
Cheesecake's not a cake, but ice cream cake's a cake?
I consider cheesecake more of a pie. Because the base is made of... Because it's got a base.
It does have a base.
And then it's got toppings.
So a pie is the same. Cracker, which is amazing.
So the base is then the topping. Okay. Right? So pie is the same. Base, pie,
all right.
Lid.
I hear you.
Cake is a base.
Ice cream cake's got a base.
Yeah.
They usually put a base.
Oreo crumb. I'm out of my depth on this one.
Okay.
I'm going to concede.
Debate. Here's his question. Pie or cake?
Cake.
For rest of your life. Can't have any pie.
Oh, if I have to choose?
Yeah, you choose pie or cake rest
pie.
Of your life. I'm pie guy too.
Yeah, because you could do quiche, you could do vegetable pie, meat pie. There's lots of pies you could do. You can't do meat cake.
Maybe make a quiche.
Maybe make. We got a song coming up, by the way. Should we not say anything?
I don't know. That was just a little teaser.
All right, we're not saying anything. We got a song. Okay. All right, good. Thanks for the days of the year, Jeff. We appreciate it. Today we're going to talk about, now let's get on to Hot Topics and what's trending. And I just looked on my Facebook and Luke Perry died.
What?
Who is from 90210.
902 no mo?
He's done. It is done.
That's
Luke Perry
terrible.
Died of a stroke. Which
really?
Is,
that's not good. So is he...
It's rare that people die from strokes. Right? Is it rare or is it kind of 50-50? Depending on the severity of it.
It's the same thing with a heart attack. Like you can have a heart attack and it not kill the right part of your heart.
Right.
If you get a stroke that kills the right part of your brain, you're dead.
So it's the right. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Well, that's the way those two things work. It's a blockage.
Yeah.
And if the blockage blocks oxygenated blood from getting to tissue,
yeah,
then
is stroke
that part,
is it basically a clot?
It's a blockage of the vessels.
Okay.
In a stroke, it's in your brain, and mm-hmm. in a heart attack, it's in your heart.
Okay. So stroke is basically a heart attack of your brain.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it's a block. Yes.
A heart attack of the brain.
A stroke is to brain as heart attack is to heart.
Okay, yeah. Makes sense. Well, what else is popping right now, hot topic wise? Anything going on in the States that we are?
There was the whole testimony
from Cohen
last week, right? That was last
Canada
week.
And did you know it happened both days?
Yeah, so in the
Canada,
same day.
So you're talking what's her name? Wilson Raybould.
Yeah,
in Canada, about who the whole, dropped bombs over Trudeau, who's is not done. He's either going to resign or call an election soon.
I missed that one. I was watching the Cohen one, but I didn't see what she said.
She dropped bombs just like Cohen did.
And what's
and
been
she's
the
on
response?
Their side, so it's partisan.
What's been the response?
Oh, he just came in and said she's wrong. But the response is it's already, the ball's rolling, things are happening. Scheer came out and said, you're unfit. This is the second, third, fourth, fifth time or whatever you've done things that are improper or against the law. And what Wilson Raybould said was that it was not against the law. She was asked, do you think this was against the law? And in her opinion, no, it was not against the law, but it was inappropriate. But it's not for her to say it's not against the law. It's for the courts to decide that.
Yeah.
And of course she said that to soften it because she's still a liberal. She's an MP.
Right.
And so, but this is his nail in the coffin again. Everybody, but it's funny to listen to the comments on Facebook and YouTube, and she said I don't think it was illegal. That's all they care about. People who support Trudeau and liberals are like, they don't for, at any cost. It's just like people who support Trump at any cost. Doesn't matter what he said.
Well, you could
grabbing the whatever and saying the things he said. They don't care. It's the same on this side. So why even think about it?
You could see that. You could see that in the questioning of the when they were questioning Cohen.
Yeah.
When they go back and forth between the sides, yeah. Questioning on the one.
Hey, so you're hilarious. A liar. So we're not going to listen to anything you say. But tell me what you think. And they got pretty heated.
Oh, it was crazy.
Well,
yeah,
Cohen, something happened because if Cohen would have kept his mouth shut and he would have went to jail anyway, Trump might have pardoned him. Not happening now. Trump has the power to pardon anybody he wants.
It's crazy.
Anybody he wants. Yep. He can get fought back on things, but he can have the power to do whatever he wants. But Cohen dropped bombs because they had a falling out. But he just, again, I don't know what to think about it because I'm sure most of it's true. But again, it doesn't matter unless the Russia thing is true, which I don't think it is. It doesn't matter because people have already built that into the cost of Trump, that he's a wanker.
Yeah.
And that he's this person. But because of the social platform that conservatives ride on, it's more important for them to get it because look, they're willing to endure Trump and his brashness and his anti-PC and his all the things that he's done bad because, and I think a lot of them would say this, because of the Supreme Court, because as soon as Ruth Gator Ginsburg, whatever her name is, Bader Ginsburg dies, he's going to put another conservative on the Supreme Court for the next 40 years. That sways it in conservative power. If you think about American politics, it all comes down to federal court because even presidents have to fall into line based on their judgments.
Why do they make that an appointed position as opposed to a position you got to get voted into? Even if you had to get voted in, it would still come down to politics at the end.
And it shouldn't be a lifetime because Ruth Bader Ginsburg falls asleep. She's like 125 years old and she's going to kick the bucket soon. And then, but the Democrats need her to stay in because they think they're going to get 2020, which they're not because of the social democratic push right now, which is no one wants socialism. Although some socialism might be good, but they don't want it. It's a scary, bad word. And the more that Democrats come out for socialism, the more they're going to lose. They will. Mm. Even though Trump's still not the ideal candidate. And no one's going to run against Trump for Republicans because he's already in office. Anyway, that's kind of what's happening right now. But those things happen on the same day to two political powerhouses. But Trump's, he was just golfing. He's like, he was out in Korea doing the thing with what's-his-face. And then
that
nothing
was ridiculous
happened. Nothing
too.
Happened there either. It was just
Well, apparently he walked away.
Yeah, he walked away because he's not going to get what he wants.
But apparently they were ready, Korea was ready to say, we're done with our nukes.
Yeah, but there was something else that went down. Obviously, if he was that way, he would have signed for sure. Something else, they probably would have wanted something. They probably wanted something crazy, and Trump's like, sorry, you're never getting that. I don't know enough to know, but because I didn't research
it,
because everything else is going on.
Yeah.
There's so much politically happening right now that it's hard to keep track of everything.
Yeah, and all of it's a big circus. That's the issue.
But this thing in Canada is big. I think Trudeau is like running scared now. It's getting pretty big. He won't go to any of the events or the question periods. He ignores them. They ask him questions. Here's the thing I hate about Trudeau the most. Look, Trudeau, when he first came in, I was actually, I wouldn't say excited, but I was hopeful.
Sure.
Okay, I was like, yeah, this is a young guy. He's going to make some moves. Yeah, give him the benefit of the doubt because, like, you know, maybe he's got some really cool things. Ended up being just like everybody else. And then every time he's asked a question, this bothers me the most. And this happens on both sides. I hope if Shear gets in, I like Shear. I hope if Shear gets in, when they ask him a question about something that's hard to answer, I hope he has an answer.
Just answer.
I hope he learns. Just answer yes or no. And then if you decide to, because they're asking Trudeau questions like, did you do this? And if so, why? And he'll just be like, or he's like, when you found out that so-and-so paid $30,000 for hookers for SNC-Lavalin for the Saudi Arabian prince, what did you do? And then it comes out with an answer that's like, we do what's necessary for the jobs of Ontario or Quebec and all this stuff. And it's so crazy. I can't listen to it anymore because they don't answer anything. And these are elected officials who are for the people, are supposed to be representing us. So when they don't have answers, they're telling everybody that screw you, I'm above all this.
Yeah, they should be held to a higher standard. They should have to have that.
Same with OAC, Cortez, what's her face, who came out and said, you know, until you guys have a better answer to what I'm proposing, you know, I'm in charge. She's basically saying, I'm in charge. You guys are in the cheap seats. She shouldn't have said that because she represents people. You are not the boss. We are your boss.
Yeah.
And we will vote you out faster than anything. That's what happens. That's how you fire a politician. You vote them out. She's not the boss.
Right.
She is a representative of the people, and the people are the boss. People need to start realizing that in politics. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into what you're watching. What are you watching?
I feel like I've just sort of cleaned up all the things that I've been watching, so... Finished watching that Spider-Man movie, which was awesome.
Amazing.
Watch it again.
I give Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse or Multiverse or whatever it's called easily 8.9 New Balance out of 10.
Yeah, that's how good that was. It was actually, out of all the Spider-Man movies, Homecoming was good, but this one, better than
I like the new Peter Parker for Homecoming, like the real life action. I like him a lot, but this one was just really well done.
I thought it was great.
Like just the visuals too. Like, did you see all the little comic book little things they put in there, like the little newspaper print style like things? Yep. It was just incredible.
And I love the characters too. Like, I loved Fat Peter Parker. He was awesome. It was great.
I feel like I am Fat Peter Parker.
He's just funny.
He just was good.
He's so good.
Anyway, I don't know. I just kind of been floating through life right now. I haven't had a ton of time to watch things, but I want to go back and do one. I want to watch Schindler's List. And I was telling Ty and Tyson about this.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, you guys need to watch this movie, and they haven't seen it. So I'm waiting for them to say yes. Would you let Ty watch that movie?
I think so.
It's not, there's nudity in it, but it's a real like history. Like, that movie is a must see. Like, cinematically, one of the best movies I've ever seen. Storytelling, it's heartbreaking, and it's a true story about Schindler, who did what he did. So, Schindler's List, I think we're going to watch. I told Ty he's welcome to watch it, but I should ask you first, because that is actually that sticks with you. That movie sticks with you.
Yeah, for sure.
But I want to sit down and watch with the boys. Cool. All right, story time with Uncle Jeff. What do you got for us today? Anything? Before you get to that, you look up your story. I just want to talk about Chris Pratt.
What are we saying about him
today? I don't know. He was on Instagram the other day. He posted something about something, and I was like, oh, that's nice. I think Chris Pratt in Hollywood is probably one of the most liked people once you get to know him. Like, if you don't know him, then they get to know him, and people like, we really like him. Like, he's one of those guys that's probably really fun to be around all the time. Like, never a dull moment. And just, like, chill. I don't think he has serious moments. I feel like I would be, like, very much like Chris Pratt.
You're like Chris Pratt?
I think I would be. Like, there's hardly any time where I'm very down. I don't have like moments. If I'm in a crowd of people in a conversation, I'm always on. Like, I'm always. I thrive in that moment.
Yeah. You think that's what he does?
I think he's like that. I think he's liked by a lot of people, and that's why his career is where he is. Because he's a good actor, don't get me wrong, but he's like, I think people just like being around him. He's magnetic. So when you watch, even in a scene, A-listers are A-listers because they're magnetic to watch, right? And A-listers are A-listers because they are the most bought stars. So Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man, Sherlock Holmes, all that kind of stuff. Like, you watch him, he gets paid the most because he brings in the most dollar per dollar. So if you pay him $20 million, he's bringing in like $80 million.
Right.
Right? Same, that's what A-listers are.
Yeah.
And so you get guys like Chris Pratt's an A-lister, and he just happened, now he's on like four major A-lister films. Like, I love watching anything with Chris Pratt in it.
Yeah.
Right? And because
because of that.
Tom Cruise is still an A-lister. He's probably one of the longest running A-listers of all time. Big A-listers that are emerging right now that aren't going to last very long. There's some, but I love Robert Downey Jr. I love Sherlock Holmes. I love an A-lister, like we're just talking about watching Schindler's List. I love A-list directors. Spielberg,
yep.
Guy Ritchie, guys that I'll always watch, Quentin Tarantino. These guys are always, whatever their gift is, they have staying power.
Yeah.
I think Chris Pratt has staying power.
I do too.
I don't think he's a flash in the pan like a bunch of guys that I think are. Like, who's the guy that plays Thor?
Yeah, I don't know.
The Australian guy.
Yeah.
I think he's an A-lister now. I don't think he lasts as an A-lister.
No. He's a one-trick pony.
Not one trick, but I think he's probably a 10-trick pony, 10-year pony. Like, he's not going to be an A-lister because unless he comes out with something insane soon, like some kind of film that's not super surface level.
Is it because he... when I say one-trick pony, I mean it's because he's got like one character?
Yeah.
Typecast,
the
right?
Hot guy that's like, you know...
Yeah.
But you know who almost fell to that demise was... who's the guy? Matthew McConaughey. Matthew McConaughey almost died as an A-lister because he did all these rom-coms that sucked terribly. And then he came back with a couple of great movies.
Oh, and he does dramas and he acts like... he does creepy dudes.
Yeah, he's
awesome.
Good at it. He's very good at it. There's a lot of people I didn't think were going to be staying. Jonah Hill. I think he was flash in the pan. He became one of the most prolific actors, doing great roles.
Yep.
Leonardo DiCaprio, one of my favorite actors.
DiCaprio never nails it pretty
much
every
always
time.
Long. He's never going away. But there's, you know, that's why I like Pratt to be. I hope that he has lasting power. Anyway, let's get to your dad's story. I know we took a huge detour there.
It's okay. You can cut it. Do whatever you want with it. Okay, where did I just put it?
So I just went upstairs to check in Weston.
Yeah.
Because our daycare is on vacation. He's literally sleeping with a towel on his head and he has the broom. And he's sleeping, fast asleep with the broom.
What's
on the couch.
With the broom?
I don't know.
Like cuddling the broom?
Yeah, it's weird, dude. So I'm like, I'm leaving him because he's sleeping.
Okay. You tell that story. I just thought of a story. That reminded me of a story.
Do it.
Okay. We went to this house. I've actually been to the same house for a fire 2 times.
Okay.
The first time we went to this house, it was the most revolting home that I've ever been in
like
my entire...
Like messy, dirty, disgusting?
Okay, you want a description?
Yeah.
When we opened the front door of the house, it actually smeared feces across the threshold. There was nowhere to step. There was nowhere to step that you couldn't not step in poo.
Like dog, cat, what?
Cat, many cats. There was multiple cats the first time we went.
That's nasty.
But also human.
Human feces on the floor.
Yep. The rooms had a path that you could walk through, and on the sides of the path, so literally the path was big enough for you to put your feet in to walk.
Okay.
On the sides was garbage piled to the corners of the room.
Holy moly.
So the first time we were there, put the fire out, a lot of cats got taken away by Humane Society.
Yeah, yeah.
One cat got stepped on. By firefighters, but I think it's because we couldn't see.
Right.
It was so crowded in the place, and guys are trying to search for people, and you were stepping on garbage everywhere you stepped anyways, and I think the cat just had succumbed to smoke and went down, and the cat got stepped on. It was a brutal situation. There was bugs in the kitchen that were everywhere because they had cat food all over the floor. It was crazy. Anyways, the part of the story that has to do with the broom. Second time we were there, my crew was assigned to search the basement.
Do you remember the place when you pulled up?
We knew when we were going.
Oh, okay.
As we were going, we're going, is that the place with the poo? Everybody's like, I think that's the place with the poo. All right, I'm pretty sure it's the place with the poo. And we pulled up and went, it's the place with the poo. So at this time, a lot of the poo had been cleaned up, which was thankful, but still, the place was still like a junkyard inside.
Yeah.
So we go to the basement, and the basement is the main floor was garbage from the corners of a path to the corner of the ceiling.
Yeah.
This was think about how much stuff you can fit in a basement. That's how much stuff was it. It was piled from floor to floor joists.
Holy smokes.
With stuff.
What stuff? Give me an example of stuff. Newspapers?
There's
junk, garbage?
Newspapers, junk, garbage.
Were they hoarders?
Car parts.
They were hoarders?
Big time. Okay. But not hoarding anything, hoarding garbage, literally just garbage. There'd be fast food cups, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. Not Chick-fil-A, but anyways.
How dare you?
Okay, so here's the thing. In the basement, I was in charge of the day of the crew, and one of my guys calls me from the other room. He's like, you guys got to come in here and see this. So at this point, the emergency's taken care of. We were searching to make sure that there was no fire going anywhere else in the house because you have to, especially
in
a situation
dirty,
that because it's so bad. So we're down. We come into the room, and I am not joking. I wish that we weren't in a fire situation so that I could have got my phone out to take a picture of what we saw. There was a cat laying on its back, dead, now because it had succumbed to the fire or the smoke or whatever. But it had to be smoke because it wasn't burnt at all. The cat... laying on its back. Picture a cat laying on its back with its paws, like up by its chest, and it literally had a broom resting across its paws.
Try to clean up the house.
Try to clean up the house. That was the joke. We were like,
the cat, I mean, got, you so feel sick bad that
the cats died, but it was the most bizarre thing to see in amongst this like disastrous mess. It literally looked like the cat died trying to clean up the house.
It's crazy. I can't imagine, like, are you supposed to call? There's no kids at this house, obviously.
No kids.
If there were kids, though, you'd call somebody, right?
Yeah, there would definitely have to be some intervention. But the problem is human beings are, like, if you're an adult human being, you are allowed to live the way you want. That's for
true.
The most part.
No, it's true.
Sad part about this is it's a semi. So that means there's a house attached to them, right? Mm-hmm. And the house that's next door, we always have to go in there and check when something's going on, because you got to make sure it doesn't go in there too. House on the other side, big family, immaculate. Like, they keep it so nice. They're new Canadians that just keep the place very nice. And this place over there is a...
It's a mental disorder, though. A lot of this time is not just laziness. Sometimes it's like they just can't throw at stuff due to
something
mental
going
disorders.
On for sure. Yeah, and it's really weird. Like, scary. they've had, yeah, it is sad.
But... R.I.P. cat, broom cat.
Broom cat. It's crazy.
All right, let's step into marriage parenting tip of the week. Today's not really about anything in general except for vacations from things. You've done something this week and you're taking a proactive step to do something, but talk to me about it.
Yeah, I'm going to seek out some counseling. It just goes on with what we've been talking about dealing with teenagers. I mean, I know that I need more help. So I need more personal tools to deal with what's going on. It's not anything crazy. What I want to do is I want to get a hold of it before it becomes super unhealthy. That's my main goal. So
seeing a pattern and you're just like, look, I don't like this pattern.
Well, and Trish helps me. She tells me that I raise my voice too much. And I mean, we all know yelling's not super productive, but sometimes I feel like that's all I got at the time. Yeah. And I would really like to not feel that way. I mean, I agree. I got to step up and,
I do the same. I do the same. I default to yelling and I was listening. Oh man, we're going to talk about this in a minute, airing grievances, but maybe I'll wait for it. But I was just listening to Sword and Scale and there's an episode recently where, they were yelling at their kids. The police officer, like, I guess they got pocket dialed and she just left it on record.
Okay.
And they yelled at this little boy, this little 9-year-old boy or something like that, for like 22 minutes straight.
Wow.
Like, burned him with a lighter, like a car lighter and all the stuff, and they're just berating this kid. I was literally in tears. Not because I do that, but because
it broke
my heart for the kid, but at the same time, like, the negativity and everything that we're throwing, like, it really made me focus on, I'm negative a lot of times.
Yeah,
not like to the point where I'm like, I say you're useless a lot, and it's more like, you're useless. And I have got to stop saying that. Because if you say that enough times, and it's just like, you're dumb or you're stupid or they call me an idiot or you idiot or whatever. Everybody in our house insults each other at some level. We've got to stop that.
Yeah.
As parents. You have to stop, even if you think it's just a light thing, it might not be. And so I told Kathy, I called her the moment I'm just convicted right now. Like, we've got to be better parents to our kids. We got to, like, not even joke. We're no more joking. Even if we think it's light and it is, we stop. So we've decided as Kathy and I, parents, to be like, let's celebrate some wins. Let's start doing what Kirk said, Dr. Kirk's. Let's build that bond by saying, hey, good job on this. You look good today. You're fresh right now, you know.
Build the bond, find the good things, compliments. I agree.
But yeah, I think you're right. As dad's listening, be encouraged, because I was at friends yesterday. They said the same. Like, we go to parent counseling because we want to understand how to be better parents. It's not because, who cares if you need help? Why are we so scared of asking for help and saying that we need help or admitting that we're getting help? Why is that a thing?
I don't know. I just said it on here. So now I'm, you're locked in, bro. I'm accountable now, which is good. But yeah, for me, I really just, you know what it was that broke the camel's back last night?
Yeah.
I said something. I asked Thatcher a question. He answered me, but it wasn't an exact answer to the question I asked. I asked him what time something was happening, and he said, I have to be there by this time. It wasn't really an answer to my question, because I wasn't asking what time he had to be there. What I was looking for was, I was trying to find if there was wiggle room, because he had conflicting things that needed to be done. So I wanted to see if we had room to do both.
But you strategically knew that he was, you were trying to find the answer.
Because I'm trying to help him, which he should be doing on his own schedule, but it does affect Trish and I, because we had to go. But anyways, I asked, and then so I asked again. I said, yeah, I said, I get it. You have to be there then. I said, but when does it start? Mm-hmm. Right? And he just answered me again with, I have to be there at 7. So then I got mad.
Yeah.
Because now, and this is my problem. I don't know why I can't let this go. Instead of just being calm again and going, yeah, no, I get it. And then finding out now I feel like he's trying to prove a point and it makes me angry because I'm like, yeah. I'm trying to help you. Don't make my job hard. Right.
Yep.
So why am I so dumb that I need to win that argument? I don't know why.
I don't think you're trying to win an argument. You're still trying to get to the bottom of something.
Right. But it becomes, it actually turned into me trying to prove that he wasn't answering my question properly. Yeah. Which is that no, doesn't benefit anybody. No, and you know what ends up happening at the end of that too? Then Trish is mad at me. So, yeah, and rightfully so, because I'm acting immature, which is truly what it is. So now I got to admit that too.
Yep.
But it's not a win-win. That's why I need some tools. So that's why I'm going, I don't care.
Yeah, if you're out there listening,
let me know.
Parents of teenagers or not, parents in general, married people, if you're not, don't have kids, there should never be a stigma to getting help. Even just to like, because even if you think you have it all together, why not just prerequisitely be like, hey, you know, what things come up? How we cope? Because everybody has issues on some level. If you say you have no issues, I don't believe you.
I doubt it.
And I have people that are close to me, my family and Kathy's family, and I've never heard them raise their voice ever. They're very gentle people. They're amazing. I don't think they ever fight. And if they do, it's probably like silent fights.
Right.
But they, you know, even them who we think have all together, they have other issues.
Sure.
Like their kids might not be inspired to do anything and they won't push them to do anything. Right. So their issues are, we have great family. Everybody loves each other. But, you know, my kid doesn't want to go to school or they don't want to do this. And they're like, you can live at home till you're 50. No, that's also not good. So even if you think everybody has something, and be encouraged right now. Like I do the same thing. I do cognitive behavioral therapy because I want to eliminate my anger. I don't think it's ever going to be eliminated. I don't like my anger. I absolutely am ashamed of some of the things that I get angry about. Like ashamed. And I like those moments are like, and it won't happen until after it happens, which is so stupid. So developing coping mechanisms or understanding why will help you get there.
Because it makes you more aware of it. Is that the reason? Yeah.
Look at the thing on my fridge. They said, here's, you know, instead of doing this, try this. Instead of gaslighting, try this. Instead of stonewalling, try this. And it helps my wife because she does different things. Instead of, she'll stonewall. So if I'm asking what happened here, she'll stonewall. She'll go silent. And that really makes me like, I need answers. We got to figure this out.
Right.
And instead of stonewalling, say, hey, you know what? I don't know the answer right now. Give me 30 minutes. I'm going to go think about it. I mean, it's really hard to say that. Everybody, there's always these right answers. But if it's in your head, you actually might start thinking about it.
And there's nothing wrong with working towards that ideal, right? Even if it's baby steps to get there. But I like what you're saying. It sounds like you got a short fuse, but if you gain some tools, you lengthen that fuse.
Yes, exactly.
Which is a good thing.
And it has been working.
It's awesome.
I've heard people talk to me about the podcast saying, look, you guys, when you talk about these types of things, it actually inspires people to like, so it's to conversation is all it is. Just talk to people. If you're a dad who thinks you need some help, you probably do. If you think you need it, you do need it.
For sure.
Reach out to somebody that you trust or go to counseling. Don't tell anybody, but don't do nothing.
And don't let it get.
Don't get it so bad that you never have a relationship. How many dads, specifically dads, I think this is a thing.
Yeah.
Dads who have really high standards for the kids who lay out really, really stringent rules and everything, lose their relationship with their adult kids because when the kid leaves, he's like, I don't want to have anything to do with that. Like, I want to live my own life. I think a lot of dads feel shame and they just are, pride is a big thing for men.
Yep.
A massive thing.
For
pride
sure.
is a killer of relationships. Pride, and I have a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
I
me
like,
too.
Oh, it bugs me. But hey, that transfers into the airing grievances. I mean, that was kind of a grievance, but airing the grievances, I talked about sword and scale. You tell me, you texted me today. Tell me
yesterday because I was mad. Sword and scale, it's one of those weird things where I'm intrigued, but at the same time, I don't know.
If you don't know what sword and scale is, it's a podcast about real crime.
True crime.
Yep.
What is his worst monsters are real.
Well, yeah, the worst monsters are real.
So, I don't know. I mean, he talks about everything from things that have happened 200 years ago to stuff that's recent. And I mean, some of the stuff you've heard about and some of the stuff you haven't. But I was so bothered when I was listening to this one yesterday. It's the one about Luca Magnotta, which is a Canadian guy. And the story itself, even if you only hear the story, is disgusting, disturbing. The fact that what he wanted was fame, it bothers me that I'm even speaking his name right now because that's what he wants.
Yep.
Like, fame. Anyways, what bothered me about the podcast was how much real audio he played.
Yeah.
Played real audio of two guys murdering somebody in Russia.
Yeah.
And you could hear the person dying.
Oh,
I was upset. And then he played also some real audio of people because what this guy did was Luca Magnotta, after when he murdered the guy he murdered, he did it, videotaped it, and posted it on social media, and people were watching it, and then people were filming themselves reacting to the video for their gain as well.
Yep.
So the grievance is, or I think it's more of like a social question, or question of humanity, is these horrible things have happened. Should people be profiting from that and glorifying it? Because that's kind of what's happening, right?
I agree. And I'm guilty. I've listened to almost every single episode of Sword and Scale because I love the production, by the way, but I don't know. It's just, what is it about serial? And I watched the Ted Bundy tapes, and I did the. And you're right. So we're ingesting this stuff, but maybe there's a way to take this another way. So Sword and Scale, Mike Boudet, he's had some blowback about certain things he's said or talked about. Yeah, he gets some heat.
He has made
millions off of real crime, and so has a lot of people.
Okay,
real crime has always made millions. Always look at when we were growing up. Remember watching Unsolved Mysteries? Ever watch that in the dark?
Yep.
And then scared to go to your room. You're like looking out your window for serial killers.
Yeah,
it's always going to be here. But maybe there's a way to, because I think it's interesting, because it's human nature to want to understand the fringes of everything. Why would somebody kill this many people? What the heck? Why would you eat somebody? Why would you do this and this? It's interesting, and I like to. I like to listen to it because it's super interesting. It's from a psychology point of view.
Yep.
But here's where I'd say maybe you could do positive things. Don't talk about it, because we should always talk about history and how to avoid and to see signs of this type of behavior. But why don't you? Can you name any of these of the victims?
No.
You can name serial killers. You can name Luca Bignotta. I don't know the name of the guy he killed.
He was an Asian guy.
Yeah, he's his roommate or whatever. We know the story.
No, he wasn't even roommate. He fished for him.
That's right.
Craigslist fishing.
But here's what I'm saying is, like, these guys become famous in their own right. But okay, so if you're going to make millions off of the real crime and these murderers and everything else, so be it. Why don't you donate 20% of your profits to the victims' families, or put it it doesn't have to give it to the families. Put it into a place where the victims' families can access an education or do it. I'm just saying there's ways you can do it socially so that you're benefiting, right? And I don't think any of these guys do. It's a really hard question to answer, because I ingest these things and people make millions. Look at Making a Murderer. Like, you might not have done it, but there's it's still a real crime that happened. They're making millions and millions and millions of dollars off these things. Millions upon millions. There's now more real crime podcasts than anything else out there. People following Unsolved Mysteries. Although there are some benefits to some Unsolved Mystery podcasts. Like, what was Up and Vanished? You need to listen to that podcast, because he literally almost, because of that podcast, the killer got caught.
Yeah.
So there are some good things that happen to it. But the ones that are already done, where they're just... Sword and Scale will sometimes go into like so much graphic detail because they need to fill an hour, and some of them are really frustrating to hear. And some of them are just like, some of them are funny, some of them are like. But that one was specifically, and the one where he talks about kids getting hurt, it really bugs me.
I don't know why it messed me up so much. I just feel like, I don't know.
It's a question. It's less of a grievance, like, but more to say, like, is it
just because it bugged me
socially acceptable
so
to get paid to There's so much. It's never ending, and so you're waiting for the next big thing to come along, and then when the next big thing. But he did cover a couple. One of the most interesting couple that he covered was the one about the old guy in the movie theater who got up and shot the guy that was like on his phone or whatever.
Yeah,
and that's still going through the courts, I think. But he was the next cop, got up and shot this guy in a theater. Crazy.
In front of his kid.
Yeah, and the other one that really stuck with me this whole time was the old man that was waiting in his basement for those two kids to break into his house.
Also crazy.
That was so creepy. Like, and to me, like, I don't think he's honoring, I don't think he's like, that was just one that you're like, that's crazy people. Like, there are some where you're like, oh my goodness, that one stuck with me. The Luca Magnotta one was like, he didn't have to put all the stuff he put in there. But the old man waiting for the kids, you could hear them dying too. And that was really hard to hear. Did you hear that episode?
I didn't like that one either.
That was a hard one.
Well, and hearing his like psychosis as he like was going over and over and justifying, and then going.
That guy was schizo.
Going over and over what he was going to say when he finally made the phone call.
And recorded
really
the whole
disturbing.
Thing.
Disturbing.
Like, crazy. Anyway, I mean, it's a good topic to talk about, but man, some of the grievances I'm having right now is just political again with this Canadian government, SNC-Lavalin, and the whole thing going on with. Everybody's hating on Trudeau for a good reason, because he does deserve this, because if he did what they say he's done, then he's done something wrong. Mm-hmm. But SNC-Lavalin right now is just getting the pass. Yeah. They do not need to be getting the pass. Here's the big argument with it. So if you don't know what's going on in Canada, so SNC-Lavalin was being investigated for bribery or something like that. And then because SNC-Lavalin operates within Justin Trudeau's riding, Justin Trudeau has been lobbied by SNC-Lavalin. Like, we won't even know the depth, but it'll be in the millions, if not way more than that, investments. Justin Trudeau is loyal to Quebec. Okay, because that's where he's from.
Yeah.
He's loyal to Quebec. And so SNC-Lavalin employs 50,000 people. And so they went into this lady's office who's in charge of, like, charging them. And they're like, let it go, let it go. And they just pressure her to let it go. And they did it for the wrong reasons. But SNC-Lavalin's just skating by here and just, like, just yeah, not
getting
the
off scot-free.
But here's the argument that people are like, well, you know what? This is jobs. I'm like, so you're okay with a company breaking the law to hire people? Like, and they'll justify it. But I'm like, because if SNC-Lavalin gets charged with this and whatever happens, they are no longer allowed to bid on Canadian projects. They're out. Okay. And that's huge because they bring in billions.
For sure.
And they bribe a lot of people and they have huge lobbyists. They're one of the biggest lobbyists in Canada for these projects. They build buildings, highways, infrastructure, huge money. So obviously it's important for Justin Trudeau to protect them
sure.
for the 50,000 or 25,000 jobs that it hires in Quebec. While ignoring all the jobs they're losing for the pipeline in Alberta, which is what people are saying. Like, there's 200,000 jobs over here that you didn't care about. Why this?
Yeah.
But the SNC-Lavalin needs to be in the forefront of this too, because people are justifying, oh, we're going to lose all these jobs. You know what? If SNC-Lavalin doesn't get this bid, another place will get the bid. Those jobs still exist. Those things still have to be built.
Yeah, they'll just change the name of the place.
Another company will just hire the people that SNC-Lavalin... Yeah, I get it. It sucks, but you cannot justify... Which a lot of people are doing on the liberal side, being, oh, you know, it is what it is. And we need these jobs. And so you got to do what you got to do. No, you don't. Because if someone stole from you I'm like, so you're cool with someone coming in your house, stealing something, selling it because they need to feed their kids? Are you cool with that?
I'm not
cool with that. You know, that's the big thing right now. I can't stand this partisan thing. And if conservatives did the same thing, I would be like, nope. You're done. Don't. It should be that way. But yeah. Liberals just like, they look for one thing to be like, well, but Harper. I'm like, I hate the whataboutism argument. Stop. Talk. We're talking. Be here at the adult table where we're talking about this topic and stop talking about the past. Let's talk about what this is right now. Who cares what Harper did?
It's been like that for the last 30 years. And that's the way government is gone.
It's gotta stop.
Is you go, oh yeah, I did that, but...
Yeah, stop this.
Data. It's always that. It's like they're campaigning.
It's who's worse. It's who's worse.
It's like when campaigns are over, they just continue campaigning. By all the crap that they say about...
But mark my words, Scheer is our next prime minister, and I hope that politics starts shifting away from this, because people are getting really smart. People are starting to understand these. You can't have no answers. You have got to have answers for when you do. If you're going to do something... These people who are in politics, like Justin Trudeau has at his disposal many, many people in his ear saying, don't do that, don't do that, don't do this. How do you get away with, how do you still do stupid things?
But do you think he's a puppet?
I think a lot of people are saying, we need you to do this, and then he does it, and then he gets on the hook for it. Because his right-hand man, who's been with him since day one, resigned, which shows something. Something's up. Because
you know it's always the people with the fat wallets, right?
Money runs politics. Again, which comes back to, stop allowing lobbyists to lobby. And make it illegal. Well, you know they're going to find a loophole around it, but why is lobbying legal? It should not be legal. If you need to make a big decision based on something massive like abortion or a billion, trillion-dollar fundraising, whatever it is you need to do, then ask your people. Ask the people. Make it a vote.
What do you call that? What's that vote called when you do...
A referendum.
A referendum. Make it a referendum.
And it's very expensive to do a referendum. That's why they don't do it for many things.
Well, stop spending money on...
Well, here's the thing. You don't have to make... How about make referendums easier to do? Online... There's ways to do things security wise where you can make a referendum and
sure, within probably within have more good turnout value. Too.
You could do referendums based on certain things. Like people signing, oh, we want you to sign this thing. It's got 250,000 signatures. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't do anything. Referendums do things.
But yeah, and why not? Why not with the way the internet works? Yeah. Like we should be able to do it.
Governments, U.S., Canada, every government in the world is like 10 years behind on tech. Like, it's insane. Mm. We're still behind on certain things. Like, I just signed up the other day to get emails for my CRA account. We have had email for 25 years, and now I'm just be like, would you like to sign up for the email list? Yeah, thanks. Thanks, 1987. All right, let's talk about, we talked about everything, dude.
It's all.
Vacationing, dieting, hot topics, RIP Luke Perry.
I like talking.
I like talking. We could talk forever.
It's good.
But, so next week... I'm going to be in Florida. Here's what I want to do. I want a podcast from Florida.
You're going to do it from Florida?
Well, you're here in the cold.
Okay.
We're going to try it. I'm going to bring in the laptop, and you bring your mic, and we'll set you up. And I want to see what it's like. And I'm going to be like, hey, I'm here by the pool podcasting. You're going to be here freezing. And I'm going to make fun of you.
All right.
Let's do it.
I'll wear my bathing suit.
You wear your bathing suit. Yep. Here's what we'll do. We'll film it. You go on your patio with the bathing suit.
Okay.
We'll podcast for the whole time, and I'll wear a snowsuit outside in Florida when it's 30.
All right, deal.
One thing we haven't done in a long time is a challenge. So maybe next week we find a challenge.
You want to queue up a challenge?
Possibly.
I like
think
it.
About something.
Sure.
All right.
Hey, we get to report back next week too about how the fast went and what we thought.
That's right. We'll talk about that too. All right. So thanks for checking us out this week, guys. And you know, if there's anything you have topic wise you want us to talk about or reach out to a guest of some kind of thing, we still got some cool things in the works. We're still trying to find those people to get on for marriage counseling, parent counseling, fashion, all that stuff. We're still getting those people. We're still reaching out. We will get to those, I promise. But we want to thank you for listening. And where can they check us out?
Check us out on Twitter, Insta, and Facebook at the Dad Challenge Podcast.
Yep. And follow us.
Follow us. Like us. Yep. Tell your friends about us. Leave comments.
Subscription.
Check out the YouTube.
5-star ratings. We got a YouTube video dropping soon. We're hoping before I leave. We're not going to tell you more.
You're going to love it.
I'm going to promise something, but it's going to be dope, yo. Peace.
See ya.